This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon back there beatboxing, on the way in and out of the breaks, man. Appreciate you guys listening to us here on this Wednesday morning. A lot of fun stuff to get to, man, throughout the day. We obviously got NBA playoffs we'll hit in the front page coming up at the 640. More Falcons coverage. I got to talk about the draft, the ratings for the draft because the Shedeur Sanders saga. We'll get to that in the huddle. And Eric Edholm will finish us off today, writer for NFL.com. Before we get to the Braves here in 2 minutes, though, you guys, Allie was making me aware of this viral prompt. I guess we're going to call, I don't know what you call these things, but this scenario that was been presented online, it doesn't sound that difficult to me, Allie, but maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Well, you have to think about it. So it's 100 men versus one gorilla. And the Falcons actually took it one layer further. And they made it 100 Atlanta Falcons versus one gorilla who would win. And I tweeted out because they came in to practice and started kind of debating between themselves. So if you want to see that video, I tweeted it out from at 929 Morning Shift. But what do you think, Mike? Would it be 100 men or one gorilla that would come out victorious?
Now, I'm not saying that like a group of 10 are taking down a gorilla. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I have to believe that like 50, like an NFL roster is taking down a gorilla, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to overstep or act like this is simplistic. But, and look, man, I go to the zoo all the time with the kids. Uh-huh. Those gorillas are terrifying. Like, yes, they're much bigger than you realize they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know, dude. An NFL football team, like, playing some, nah. That gorilla ain't going to make it out of that scenario.
There's a lot of strategy going on. Bo, what do you think?
Well, silverback gorilla is 4 to 9 times stronger than a trained
human male.
You
are so quick on the Google.
They can tear. They can bend iron bars, dude. So here's the deal. An NFL roster. I mean, I don't know, man. I think an NFL roster would be probably come out on top. But you go find, grab 100 dudes out of a Buc-ee's. And a gorilla's going to have his way. That's all I'm saying.
Like, the Beer League Softball League just doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, you go to Al Bishop Park in Cobb County and on a Wednesday night when they have the men's softball, and I think that gorilla is going to be walking away maybe with a scratch or two, and that's it. Because, I mean,
He's going to clear the room.
It ain't happening, dog. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man.
Because I've watched Planet of the Apes, all right? I mean, I've seen what they can, you know, what those movies look like, and I think they're very realistic.
I think the sheer mechanics of it, though, okay, you got 50 dudes. Like, you can't – all 50 can't get at the grill at one time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what do? You put – you know, one guy puts him in a full Nelson. That ain't going to work.
Well, that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Gonna
headlock?
Like,
nah.
It's going to look like a Jason Statham movie at some point.
Yeah, where he just clears the room.
Like, yeah.
Round in a circle.
Yeah. And it just I don't like 100 Squidbillies against a gorilla. All right, I'd like 100 Mike Johnsons a little bit better.
Yeah.
But even then, you know, think about. I mean, you know, what if you got a bad knee? The gorilla gets a scouting report. I don't know.
What if he like sweeps the leg and then you're just done for? I don't know.
What if he kills you with one punch? Because that could happen.
Well,
too.
That's true. Maybe he just picks you up and throws you. Because I know he could do that.
Yeah, breaks your back.
It's the sheer mechanics.
I think this is all just real quick. I think this is all, like Squidbilly said, this is all just based on who the 100 are. If you have like 100 like professional like wrestlers, and I'm not talking about WWE, I'm talking about, I know they're
athletes.
You're
talking about Greco
Roman. I'm talking about like actual wrestlers, like getting actual put you in a full Nelson, got moves like that. Maybe 100 of those guys got a chance, but 100 Joe Blows, nah.
Yeah, if you could somehow fit 3 on each limb, each of the gorilla's limb. If you could fit three people on each limb, I think that's where it starts.
Well, and if you divide up, if you put like 20 guys on one side, 20 guys on another side.
Yeah.
In the front, in the back. But I do want to argue the WWE point real quick, Dylan, because you don't think 100 Roman Reigns could take
down?
Well,
that's fair.
Well, that's true. That's very fair.
There we go.
But to your point, he used to be a football player. He was a college football player.
There we go. Okay.
There you go.
That's true.
I mean, and I'd rather have – I don't – yeah. That's also, too, I mean – George St. Pierre, how quick would he be? Remember the MMA? Give Anderson Silva in there in his prime, 100 of those. I mean, the spider was quick.
100 Stone Cold Steve Austin's.
Well, see, Stone Cold.
A lot of beer flying.
Stone Cold's all talk.
Stone Cold was more of your beer league softball player on steroids.
Right.
That's the way he, late Stone Cold anyways. Early Stone Cold now. I tell you what, 100 Ric Flairs and that gorilla is going to walk out a champion.
That's a lot of woos.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. And a lot
can
of
you
chops.
Imagine the gorilla's chest slap? Can you, just straight up cave your sternum? Just an absolute just, oh, man, that hurts
just
thinking about it.
You might break the back of your hand hitting the chest of the gorilla itself.
Yeah, touche.
So I don't know. It's kind of a crazy thing, but I think people underestimate gorillas.
Yeah, they probably
their strength is.
Probably
their
do. They are terrifying at the zoo, man.
Agility, right. Speed. They're like, can I plug one in at right tackle? Boom.
Yeah. Be nice to have. All right, let's pivot. Let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves. They come away victorious yesterday, 8-2. And the biggest takeaway for me, obviously, AJ Smith-Shawver was quality. But, guys, don't look now. This is the final day of April, and the Braves are 14-15 and are once again today at 3 o'clock playing the worst team in Major League Baseball. I don't know what you thought about AJ Smith-Shawver last night, but I thought he was freaking dealing.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. He was, and you know what he was doing? You know what? What do we always talk about? I say like my pet peeve is when I watch young pitchers, they don't trust their stuff and they don't throw strikes. He threw 59 pitches last night and 46 of them were strikes. Throw strikes. You know, that is what it is about when you're a young pitcher. Trust your stuff. He had 5 Ks, only walked one person. Hate the way he went out with the line drive off of his right elbow, but he looked good. The Braves, stat of the day for Allie. The Braves are playing in Coors Field, and they have won 2 games. They're going into the third, and they've yet to hit a home run.
Really?
Is that true? Oh, God, I guess that is true.
I thought for sure a home run had happened.
That's
but
that actually is insane, dude.
I mean, oh, by the way.
Ding.
This is a home run hitting team.
Yeah.
It's not, and the Rockies have it too. So, this is not a team that doesn't hit home runs in the Braves, and it's kind of how they've gotten themselves out of this this hole is that they've been able to make some contact with home runs. But, yeah, it's crazy. Well, it is absolutely crazy.
And I don't want to jinx anything, but how much lighter and how much more excited are you to put on the game right now?
Oh, dude, it's not even comparable. Like, I was thinking, we haven't had Austin Dillon on this week, and I'm sure we'll get him soon. But I was thinking these conversations with him about the Atlanta Braves and NASCAR, obviously, because he's a NASCAR driver, but with the Atlanta Braves as well, have been so brutal. And I'm almost like, do I even want to jinx it by going back and talking about it? I mean, the Braves, to your point, Allie, have humbled me in such big ways throughout this month. I got to tell you, like, every time that I think I'm going in on a topic, and I went in on the Heart of the Order the other day, and I was like, dude, you can't have Albies doing what he's doing behind Matt Olson. You need to move some pieces around. Matt Olson, 3-for-5. Ozzie Albies, 2-for-5. Sean Murphy, 2-for-5. Michael Harris gets 3 RBIs. Like, this team that you saw 2 years ago that did it in so many different ways just has a way of humbling you, man. The minute you think you know something about this team, I'm like, dude, it's all home runs. Like, can't manufacture. It's all home runs. They're not playing to contact. And then to Bo's point, you've spent this series and you've won 2 games handily and you haven't hit a home run yet. And they've been playing to contact and they've been doing things a lot better. It's been fun to watch, man. Honestly, and AJ Smith-Shawver's just – he's a cherry on top right now, in terms of that situation.
And some of that proves what I kept trying to – and you and I think both of us were really talking about it – is stop. You know, early in this early in the season when they go 0-7, everyone's hammering the pitching. And even when they were still 5 and I think like 5-13 or something. It just kept hearing about when they went on this tear against the Twins. They're pitching. And we're just telling you, guys, the pitching is not bad enough that if they could hit, they wouldn't overcome it. If they could hit with runners in scoring position, all that stuff. And you saw that with Bryce Elder. You know, he put 6 with 3 earned. It was a quality start, but still he gave up 3 earned runs in the first inning. And guess what? They won the game. I don't care who it was against. It doesn't matter to me. Go to Friday night against the Diamondbacks, who were, last time I checked,
one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
honestly.
And so, you know, Chris Sale was in that game, and it wasn't like Chris Sale was perfect. He battled. He gave up a few runs. But you won that game 8-2, and you were able to still, you know, Chris Sale went 5 innings with 1 earned. And he wasn't – he pitched out of trouble, but he wasn't phenomenal. But you were able to find it. Grant Holmes wasn't very good Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think he gave up like 5 earned runs. But you won the game because you were able to hit in clutch situations against Diamondbacks. So it's not always this garbage about pitching. Now, yeah, you want to get the pitching figured out as you get late in the season. But right now, if you get timely hitting, you can win in spite of kind of average to bad performances from starting pitching and sometimes even the bullpen.
Yeah, for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider Grant McCauley every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis you can only get from the Diamond. This week's show is Sunday at 5 p.m. brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.